The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Traitors Ireland began last night on RTE television after plenty of anticipation, but did it live up to the hype? 98FM's Russell Alford is with me now. Russell, for the uninitiated amongst us, for those maybe who taped last night's episode, haven't watched it yet, didn't watch previous iterations like the one in the UK with Claudia Winkleman, tell us about the concept of the Traitors.
It is the greatest game of treachery and deceit. So 24 different contestants from all walks of life enter a castle. In this case, in Ireland, it's Slane Castle, the iconic, amazing Slane Castle, which is a fantastic venue, by the way. They will all go into this house, and a handful of hand-selected amount of them will become what are known as traitors. And it is their job to exist and not get caught out. Ultimately, at the end of every episode, a contestant will get banished at the round table. The round table is this big room where they all debate and they kind of weigh up the evidence as to who they suspect may be a traitor. They then have a vote. The person with the most votes gets eliminated or banished, as they say, and then they have to reveal whether they're a faithful or a traitor. Then, during the night, the traitors get to murder someone in the night. So they don't get to come back, they don't get to say goodbyes, they are just disappeared into the night. And that's kind of their way of asserting their control. And that's essentially the shortened version of this entire concept, which has been taking the world by storm.
Yeah, it has. And lots of people, you know, would have watched the UK with Claudia Winkleman and everything. And they might have questions about whether we were going to, how we would compare and how Siobhan McSweeney would compare. She was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And look, there'll be a school of thought out there that she can do no wrong. She's brilliant. Mm. How was she?
Brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. Like a duck to water. Lots of great one-liners. She is so entertaining. You can see little elements of her Dairy Girls character in there as well. The sternness, but also a bit of comical relief as well. The fashion. She was very passionate about fashion in particular, about using Irish designers and everything like that. And if you look at other iterations of the show, whether it's Claudia Winkleman or Alan Cumming in the States as well, the style that they have is always incredible, and Siobhan is keeping that going. Interestingly, and I think this is kind of the rumblings that have been going on, and I hate always kind of saying this kind of sentence, but there is a fear that the Irish version would be a bit gammy and a little bit like, you know, especially when you have such high production values. It's worth bearing in mind, the US series is recorded in the Scottish castle where they do the UK one because it's so iconic, it's so amazing. And then when you look, I really watch a lot of it. So I watch the Australian one and New Zealand one.
Where do they film them? They don't have castles.
They don't have castles. So they essentially like go to like a retreat lodge type of thing.
Oh, lovely.
It's a bit. Yeah.
A spa break.
That's kind of what we expected maybe the Irish to slightly be in terms of the gamminess. It is not. It is still as impressive. The production values are so strong.
It is a great setting.
Yeah, it is. Now, the one criticism, and I think a few people might have pointed this out, the round table room is a bit bright compared to maybe the UK one where it's very, very dark. But Slane Castle, you're seeing behind the scenes of it. They used a distillery last night for part of the challenge. It's a great place. It's amazing. Yeah. And seeing the River Boyne also in situ there. It's a really great setting.
Now, you described how it works there, and you've got your round table and people are voted out and there's a murder during the night. But of course, there's an element of chaos in all of it as well. And we got that in the first 60 seconds.
Yes. So the first kind of meeting of everyone, they all arrived in their cars, not really knowing each other. We had an elimination instantly. And this is kind of very much the Traitors playbook. And casting directors for the show were very wary of essentially getting people who know the game really well. And, you know, ultimately when you're on when you're creating an international version of a very popular show, people will have instincts as to how the game works.
Yeah. So you saw that as well, even with the UK version. It changed so much from the early seasons of Traitors Anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, when it was less relatively well known.
You have to have the element of surprise.
Yeah. People started acting in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're one, the fake Welsh accent is the greatest example of just people just, you know.
So daft when you think about it. So that, UK. And if you have not seen that, you have to watch season three the Traitors UK. But the twist at the beginning of this episode was to call out two people who are everyone has to collectively decide who is the most trustworthy looking person based on first impressions. Very, very good. And Andrew was the one who was picked for that. And then he had to select three other people who he thought were the least trustworthy. Everyone was very nervous because they knew exactly what was going to happen. Now, that's probably maybe one of the only kind of weak little points in it. There is a tendency, though, that these people do make a comeback. The two who got eliminated in the end, they do eventually get to make a comeback. John and Gemma, who literally turned up and left. Like, you know,
poor old John and Gemma.
The annual leave request for 2 weeks off while you're filming exactly. It has just gone to waste. But it's a really nice twist, but it's very much in the playbook. I would have liked something that maybe was a bit more of a surprise.
All right, okay. Mm. So you knew what was coming. Mm. When Siobhan was in as well a few weeks ago, I was asking her about, was one of the challenges in Ireland to get a group of people who don't know each other, have never shifted each other, and then are not actually related to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we were joking about all of these things. Lo and behold, two of the contestants are related.
Absolutely. But it's even better than that. They didn't know each other were going into the castle.
So
Andrew,
so Irish.
And Paddy. And if you haven't seen this, you obviously haven't gone on the internet in the last 24 hours. Andrew and Paddy are related. They are father and son. And they didn't know that the other was going in. They both said that they're just big liars so they can get away with it. Paddy is a traitor, Andrew isn't. It's a really good twist. I was fearful of people, you know, when you kind of have that thing that you're really looking forward to a TV show like this, very excited, and then suddenly your ex turns up on it. I was fearful for all the people who'd be looking at this cast going, I was really looking forward to it and now they're ruining it for me, you know.
Yeah, but I guarantee as well, beyond Andrew and Paddy, I guarantee there's people in there who have connections. It's the 6 degrees of separation thing in Ireland is like 2 degrees of separation.
Even going through Instagram in the last day or so, you're seeing people sharing, oh my God, I know such and such, or that's my best friend, or that you're seeing the connections already in just a very small way. So people do know each other, but that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it exciting. This is a really well cast group, it seems. You know, there's great age range. There's great characters already developing, and I think this is going to be one of those series that the international fans of the show will really
do you think so
for. Yeah. Hopefully the BBC will pick it up, broadcast it on iPlayer or on BBC 3 or something like that, which is usually how it kind of works.
And they
for
might
these.
Because Siobhan McSweeney is a huge property, as they say, in the UK as well. And there'll be a familiarity to the kind of castle backdrop and everything, even if they don't know Slane, but you know what I mean, it's not unfamiliar to a British audience, that concept. So it was on last night and then it's on
tonight and tomorrow, so it's an early part of the week, so Sunday, Monday and Tuesday at 9:35 after the news. Fierce late, but you know
we don't all get up at 5 in the morning.
I know that's just me because I'm weird and I produce a breakfast show, but it is fierce late, but it's people were saying why can't it be on earlier and stuff like that, scheduling and whatnot. The amount of swearing an Irish crowd do, the F word was being used left, right and centre in the episode last night, so it's justifiably on at 9:30.
It's great. If something comes along every now and then in this world of on demand that reminds us of the value of kind of collectively sitting down and watching something at the same time, doesn't it?
Oh, it's magic. And it's like, it's proper appointment to view TV. Even coming into the office this morning here, it's what everyone's talking about. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
That is so lost in the streaming age. And it takes a lot for a show with a concept so strong that really makes you want to sit down and watch. We have like the likes of Big Brother coming back and came back and in the last couple of years. It doesn't have the same power as The Traitors does. If you miss it, I think of all the poor people coming back from Electric Picnic who didn't get to watch it last night and here's us on the radio talking about it.
Oh, God,
you lose. It's your own fault for not watching it. So,
you won't make that mistake next year.
Not at
all. Don't buy those camping tickets.
Absolutely not. Make sure you get out early on the Sunday. So it's wonderful that we have that and people are talking about it, and it's also great therefore that the product itself is actually a really good product. It's a well-produced show. It's very engaging and a great cast.
Yeah, what did you think? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Russell Alford, 98FM producer. Russell, thanks a million as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.